to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 167. I am Nelio Castroneves.
Is that a racer?
Helio Castroneves is.
Oh, is that who we're talking about earlier?
Yeah.
I'm Annalise.
Hi.
No, Anettis at the end.
Anettis? Castroneves.
That's what I said.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We're recording a little late. We're recording on Sunday, and the Indy 500 is going on right now. And it's an exciting race so far. People seem to be having a hard time staying on the track.
There's a lot of car races today.
Yeah. It's a... Okay. You're kind of moving. Yeah. Today was the... Well, first of all, welcome. We're a podcast. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you checking us out. Go to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks for all your needs. Oh, no, darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com for mm-hmm. all your needs, whether they be household cleaning, trouble with childcare, or even transmission swaps from one manufacturer of a vehicle to another. We can help you.
Really?
No.
No.
We're just a podcast, a married couple who lives in California that likes to talk about ourselves. So thank you for joining us. And we'd like to hear from you. So by all means, please contact us. Mm-hmm. And you can do so through darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com. Anyway, it's so this morning was the Grand Prix of Monaco for F1 racing. Now is the Indy 500. And then later on tonight is the Coca-Cola 600, which is the NASCAR race. So I wanted to get up early this morning and I forgot why, but I still got up early enough to see half of the Grand Prix of Monaco.
Yeah, you were out of the bed before six.
Congratulations to Ferrari Scuderia for winning.
Scuder what?
Scuderia.
Is that a real name?
Yeah. Yes, that's not who won. That was the team.
Scuderia?
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
Scuderia? Like, you've never heard of a Scuderia?
I've heard of a scooter.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was nice to see Kimi Raikkonen come in second.
So you just keep making up words. No.
Anyway, so happy Memorial Day. And it is Memorial Day. A lot of people will be listening to this after Memorial Day. And that's fine.
Right.
But Memorial Day, I know a lot of people get excited. Long weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of hot dogs to be eaten, a lot of veggies to be stir-fried.
A lot of grilling to be grilled.
Boats out on the water, races being had, but it is also good to take a little bit of a moment to remember that we are, it is a day of remembrance for fallen troops. Regardless of your political leanings or how you feel about the military, there's still sons and daughters that are sent out and don't come home. And give a little time to, you know, think about them and reflect and give a nice thought to their families who have to go on with missing a loved one. So on that happy note, let's get into it. It's always funny. It's like, happy Memorial Day. I'm like, we've talked about it before.
Right, no, we have, for sure.
But not necessarily happy.
Right.
Happy you're not working on Monday.
Pretty much, yeah.
Happy you're not the dead guy or
also
girl.
That.
But it's not the happiest of holidays.
It's also... Bottle Rock weekend here in Napa, California. This is the third year of the Bottle Rock Music Festival, and it's pretty huge. Headliners include, I think, Foo Fighters play tonight to close out the show.
I think Maroon 5.
Was Friday night. Tom Petty was last night.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised Foo Fighters are tonight.
I thought they'd be on Saturday night, but they did do what I think might have been a surprise little indie show at the local Blue Note.
Right.
On Friday night. And I had not heard anything about that, so I think it might have been a little bit of a surprise show.
I don't think they played like a whole set. I think they just did a couple songs.
I think so.
I think they walked in and they're like, I'm a foo.
Right.
So I'm going to foo it up.
But that seems pretty rad. But anyway, so like I think one of the things that makes this one festival a little different than some other big music festivals is not only is it smaller, but Napa, you know, tries to keep it smaller because the fairgrounds in Napa aren't really that big. So there's only a few stages, but they do a lot of, they have a culinary stage where like celebrities, I'm doing quotes, celebrities and chefs get together and they make food and they do like a show. And that's pretty cool. I think that's unique to Bottle Rock. And then also...
I think Steph Curry was doing something with that.
I think
Steph
so.
Curry
and then last
Martha
year
Stewart.
Was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And Morimoto did a thing last year.
Domo arigato, Morimoto. Yeah. No?
That's not it. Oh. And of course, Morimoto has a restaurant here in Napa, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, so then that's pretty cool. And then they also, there's so much like good food, just like food and wine and stuff like that. And I know that a lot of other festivals have really good food now, but this one has like a wine garden. Instead of a beer garden, it has a wine garden.
They have beer too.
They do. They, and like Lagunitas is hard represented up in here. Because
this year too.
We'll have the breweries are close by and stuff. So anyway, pretty cool. We're not going, but the town is super busy. And we went to a little Target / Starbucks this morning. And the girls were talking about how busy it was.
The girls who work there?
Yeah, the girls who work there always said they were super busy. You know, everyone preparing caffeine, getting their coffee up for Bottle Rock. Anyway, pretty cool. It's probably a good thing for Napa, even though it's pretty busy for the locals. But overall.
If you've been listening for a while, then you know that... On the week, because the Bottle Rock Festival is always on Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And so that weekend, we come home from work early Friday because mm-hmm. traffic is insane on Fridays anyway, even worse when it's a long weekend. And then with everybody coming here for the concert,
right?
You were actually lucky. You got to stay home all day.
I did. I took the day off, yeah.
We go out early to get coffee and some food, and then we pretty much stay in the house.
Yeah, it's a full hunker down. Like we don't go out.
It's kind of nice.
We would if it was like an emergency.
It's not like we go out that much anyway.
Yeah. So.
Although, we have to talk about the baseball game.
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh, that's not even on my notes.
Right.
That is so crazy.
Well, let's talk about that now.
Okay.
Because because you made me think of a question I wanted to ask you, but okay. I'll remember what the question is and ask you.
Take some notes here.
So it was kind of cool. Last weekend, we went to go see a minor league baseball game. We went to go see the Sacramento River Cats mm-hmm. play the Nashville, Tennessee Music Notes or something like that. The,
wow, okay.
The Sonic the Hedgehogs or mm-hmm. something like that. Sound,
exactly.
Sound maestros.
Mm-hmm.
But we were invited a friend's birthday that we actually met mm-hmm. through the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his
it's not our first
it was
time a hanging su- out either.
Surprise 40th birthday for Brick.
Yep. Brick and fam.
Uh-huh. Brick and Briquette. And so we were invited a while ago and we couldn't mention it. And it was funny because we've been wanting to talk right. about it on the podcast, but then we're like, well, if they listen, then we will have ruined the surprise.
Right.
So we didn't ruin Bright's surprise.
Nope.
And we went and it was a really good time.
Had a great time.
Luxury box, a mm-hmm. suite, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Which I've never done before. So that's pretty cool.
Watch some baseball. It was what, like 95 or 98 degrees. So it was nice to be in an air conditioned luxury box.
96 degrees in Sacramento.
And
last Sunday.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. So happy birthday. Happy birthday again.
Yes. Another happy birthday. And thank you to Tiffany for inviting us and setting all that up. It was really, really cool. And she pulled off a surprise. And I did not really watch any of the baseball game.
No. No, I think it was more to have the party.
No,
and
of course. I just meant that, like, I also thought it was just a little bit funny that I also didn't see any of the game.
It was funny, too, because the only people we knew
were
them. And so they had, like, a whole bunch of family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a surprise, so we were there early.
Right.
So we were walking around, like, introducing ourselves.
To the family,
like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh... How do you guys know? And we're mm-hmm. like, oh, we're crazy internet stalker people.
That's exactly how we phrased it.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Everybody was really nice. The grandma was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, grandma was awesome.
I thought it was hilarious.
She wanted a Corvette.
She did. She wanted a Corvette. She didn't want to talk about it. But I was sitting outside in the bleachers just when we first got there for a little bit. And I was like, oh, it's actually really not that hot. There's a really nice cool breeze. And then you pointed out that the window to the box was open. So the air conditioning was wafting out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Because I'm like, oh, it's really nice right here.
Wafting to me always sounds smelly.
Wafting. Yeah, I guess that's you.
Streaming? But what do you want to call that? You were in the seats of
right
the
under the
suite.
Window. Yeah.
Because bleachers are usually in the outfield,
right.
So I didn't want people to think like he'd left. No, yeah. You're like, I had enough. I'm going to the bleacher section.
Got to go.
Right, but the AC was blowing out.
Right.
And you're like, it's a nice, cool day out
here.
Yeah,
it's not.
No. It's air conditioning coming in from...
Yeah.
Coming out.
Coming out from the inside, right. Anyway, we had a great time. And thank you again for
go
inviting
Sacramento
us.
Go River Cats. And you got your picture taken with the River Cat.
I did.
What's
I
his name? His
that.
Name is, it's like something that sounds like
oh
a penis.
Gosh.
No, it is.
No.
Yeah.
I'll think of it.
His name is like Tool.
I have a picture. Yeah.
Snazzy. Snoozle.
Is that my first mascot picture? No,